talking about the creek. Creek talk, talking about the creek. Creek talk, talking about the creek. Talking about Dawson's Creek.
Welcome back to Creek Talk. This is Steven.
And I'm Jamie.
And this week, we're recapping Season 6, Episode 14, Clean and Sober.
Clean and Sober.
Jamie, what did you think of this episode?
Did you like it? That made me so happy. It's the beginning again. For those of you, if you know, you know. But Casey and Joey, that's all I got to say.
Yeah, we have a drunk Joey episode, and there's a lot of flirting between her and Pacey this episode.
Yes.
There's a broken TV. There's a visa, a wedding for a green card. Well, not really. There's
an engagement.
Yeah, an engagement.
An engagement.
And Jen has an ugly haircut, and I didn't understand anything that she was talking about with CJ in this episode at all.
And it was almost like she was starting to self-sabotage, and I feel like again, CJ kind of called her out on it.
It was so dumb.
Her initial concern was because of the alcohol thing, and I think she was just trying to do right by him, but I don't know how their conversation took a turn. It took a turn in the middle of their conversation while she was trying to talk to him. And he's like, yes, I have been sitting here. No, I haven't drank anything. Yes, I've been thinking about it. I am at a party. And I'm sure this is what, you know, people with problems, they go through this. But she made assumptions. She shouldn't have made assumptions. If you look at his hands, the glass he's holding is full. Like, it's full. So if she was concerned, she probably should have approached the subject a little differently. I'm glad they worked it out or whatever, but
oh, they worked it out on Joey's coat.
Yeah, we worked it out, but I don't know where they were trying to go with that conversation. It took a turn. It went from her concern to like almost self-sabotaging their relationship before it even really got started. And he even said as much to like them working it out. So I don't.
It was bizarre. And we also have Audrey and Dawson at her rehab, which was also another thing I thought was ridiculous because that would never happen. He would never be able to just walk into that rehab like that and just, you know, willy-nilly just act like he goes there. I don't know.
He didn't even check in.
No.
I don't know if they were having like an event where like family members could go or something. I don't know. It was a very weird situation. She seemed to have a lot of freedom.
Yeah.
But not too much freedom. Like, she doesn't have cough medicine, which is probably good because there's, like, whatever. But she smokes cigarettes a lot now.
Oh, yeah. That was the thing.
I don't know. The whole thing was, it was nice to see her happy and full of energy and, like, reconciling with the mistakes and stuff that she, like, her behaviors from the past. I'm glad for that, but I did think it was really weird. Like, I've never gone to a rehab or visited somebody in a rehab. I don't know how that really works, but those people just seemed a little too happy for rehab people.
The front desk lady, like, didn't even look at her when he walked in. Like, he could have been, like, giving her drugs, and she would
just... Yeah, like, he didn't get checked or anything. He just walked in, and she was like, where is the cough medicine or whatever she wanted, Robitussin. I don't know what she asked for. I don't remember.
NyQuil.
And NyQuil, right. And I like, I don't, it, the whole thing was weird. And then she's making a joke or something about, see, I'm sick and blah, 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 blah. And she said, the first step is realizing that you are sick. And I'm like, well, kind of weird. Okay, we're talking about steps. I get it. There's a funny joke. Haha, obviously she's not sick. The front lady knows this, but
yeah,
maybe she's just used to Audrey's antics.
Probably. Too.
She's probably just used to her antics.
She's like, oh, that's that girl that just doesn't leave me alone.
Yeah, she's that troublemaker.
Because Audrey is like the person who wants to like be everybody's friend.
Yeah, I can definitely see that. Or she just finds her ways in the situations where she gets to know people, like that other that producer person. Oh yeah, her. I lost a pack of cigarettes to her in a game of poker last night. I'm
And
like, okay.
she's like, I really don't want to go talk to her, Dawson.
No.
Wait, her name was Tony Stark. Isn't that the name of Iron Man?
Yes, Tony Stark is Iron Man.
Right?
Yes.
I kept saying that. I was like, I think that's Iron Man's name, and I never looked it up.
It is Iron Man.
Okay, yeah, Tony Stark. So I'm guessing the person who wrote this or the writer's room were a fan of Iron Man
Maybe they spelled
comics.
her name a little different. It wasn't like the normal Tony. Maybe it was spelled with like an I or something.
Yeah, it was Toni Stark.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was funny. The whole like storyline with the party was fun. That was my favorite part. And
I got really excited when it opens up and they're in Best Buy looking at the TV, and I realized what episode it was. This one and the next episode are so much fun. I'm very excited about it because it's been so serious this season so far. It's been a lot of like Audrey heavy with the issue with the alcohol, and Joey heavy with Eddie and that drama. It's nice to have these fun episodes, you know, where
yeah.
everybody's kind of starting to loosen up.
It was funny.
Totally forgot about the whole bit with the roommate and her like losing her green card the moment she stopped going to school. And now I remember that's the reason why she like eventually leaves the apartment to the boys. I'm pretty sure.
Oh.
She goes away. I guess she just doesn't get married and she ends up having to leave. I'm pretty sure that's what happened because I just remember at one point she just kind of disappears.
Sounds about right. I thought it was funny that at one point Joey says something. She calls her that British girl and that gross guy. And I was like, she knows who Emma is. They work together. Why'd they have
She's
her calling
drunk, dude. She's drunk. She's just saying dumb shit because she's drunk. She was letting everybody's secrets out, man. She was talking about Jack's secrets
No.
when they first met and the art and how they dated. But before that, how she was drawing him and he got excited. And oh my God, it was hilarious. She was just letting it all out. But she
Well,
needed to have that fun now.
she forgot to mention that he was getting a boner over a Degas and a Picasso. And remember, he was like naming all these painters, and he was like the blah 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 of a Degas and the blah blah blah. And then he got like an instant boner. I was like, I don't know what Jack was looking at in his brain that he got that excited.
Probably nude men. It's
I know.
the artwork. When he's thinking of the artist, he was thinking of their art. But I don't know. I never looked up these guys' art. I'm not an art major. I don't know, aside from like the really popular ones that everybody knows, I don't know
No,
anybody's work. So when
I
people
don't know
start
anything.
talking about all of these artists, I'm like, and they did what now? Which one do they do? Can I get an image? Is it just like a picture of some swirly things, or is it like a, you know, like Monet with pictures of like water and plants and lily pads, or is it like the
Yeah.
Mona Lisa? Are we talking naked men sculptures with penises and everything? Like, what are we talking about here?
But anyway, I thought it was a good episode. I thought it was fun, like you said. And Joey was a hit. Drunk Joey's always a hit. So,
Drunk Joey definitely is a hit.
well, before we break it down, Jamie, what did you do over the weekend? Did you do anything fun? Anything
Well,
exciting?
I got my new glasses.
Yeah, they're really nice. I like them.
Thank you. I'm gonna have to take them back though because there's something up with the plastic frame and it's irritating my cheek. And I wanted to get it tightened anyways because it keeps sliding down. It's not that bad, but they do keep sliding down a little bit. So I wanted to get them tightened. And then we went out over the weekend and I realized there's like this plastic piece that's kind of sticking up right here. It's like a nick. I don't know. And then over here on the bridge and off to the one side, it's like raised a little bit. It's not smooth and it's irritating my skin.
That's annoying.
But aside from that, I love them. I haven't gone outside during the daytime yet, aside from when I first got them. So I don't know how the transition lenses will go. I only got to experience them when it was cloudy because it was cloudy when I went and got them. And they did transition, and I actually did not mind it at all. I noticed a little bit when I was walking to my car, and then I like, you know what I mean? Like, you can't really tell. And then I got in the car and I looked in the mirror and I realized that they were like a tinge darker. You saw the picture. I took a picture of it and sent it. But I haven't been out in like broad daylight when the sun is out to see what it's like and to see what the transition timing is like coming from outside to inside. So I haven't experienced that yet. I should hopefully soon this weekend it'll happen. But I'm, like I said, I gotta talk to them about the glasses. But then we went out. I uploaded a couple of pictures, which, by the way, what was up with your laughing face, by the way?
What are you talking about?
You made like a laughy face at was it Shauna's comment?
Oh, because she said
Face.
you look handsome because we talked about that on the episode, remember?
No.
Remember
Oh,
when?
because we were talking about like people using that description.
Yeah, remember he said you look handsome. Todd told Gail she was handsome. She was
Okay.
like joking.
So I didn't make that connection, and I was like, wait, why are you laughing, Steven? This isn't like a weird comment. This is like an actual
Of
compliment.
course she didn't get it. Of course.
I'm like, it looks like you're laughing at her words. I was like,
It
wait. Oh my
was
God.
funny.
No, well, it's funny now. I mean, it was
I
funny then
liked
to
your pick. I
you.
thought it was a cute picture.
No, it is a very cute picture.
Wow, Jamie. What did she think I was doing? Making fun of you?
No, I figured it was around the word handsome. I just kind of forgot about our conversation on it. And then I had to Google it real quick to make sure. And I'm like, no, this isn't a joke. This is a really nice compliment, actually. It's just not something that we say in America, I guess, very common. I don't know.
Remember we talked about handsome, cunt, and something else.
Yeah.
Oh, Jamie, you're funny. You make a very handsome couple.
It was a good picture.
Well, other than getting bent out of shape about my laughing emoji, what else did you do?
That's it. We didn't do anything for Easter. We just kind of hung out with the kids. They don't really do Easter here, so.
I know that was like prime opportunity to make a ham. You love making ham, don't you?
Yeah, but they don't eat it.
They don't eat
There's
ham
no
at
point.
all? Like a baked
No,
ham?
they do, but they don't like my ham is too sweet.
Oh.
These guys eat everything sour or like spicy. Where I was the only one eating that ham because it literally just make the ham in brown sugar. That's it. It's too sweet.
Big a whole ham and you just sit there the whole
And I'm just sitting there eating it, and that's like it's fine. And then I was getting my period too, so I was like fucking upset. And then Chris is forcing himself to eat the ham. He doesn't like sweet things, but he's eating the ham to try to cheer me up. And I'm like, it's not even about the ham. Dude, I was a fucking mess on Christmas. I never want to experience that shit again. Like,
Yeah, I remember you texted
dude,
me.
I was not having like a good day. Christmas sucked.
Well, I didn't have a great Christmas either, so.
Yeah, we were going through it right now.
No, I feel like my Christmas was okay. I just didn't have a great holiday season. I was very depressed this year. But anyway, I'm glad that you got to get your glasses because I really do like them.
Thank you. Me too.
So I watched the second season of The Traitors UK all day Saturday, and I'm so into that show. I wanted to get right into the Australian season, but
Right.
Justin was like, "Can we please watch something else?" And I started watching the Australian season the other night, but I totally fell asleep. But Easter Sunday, we went to Justin's mom's and had Easter with his family. Michael wasn't there, sadly. He was not feeling well. And then
No.
we came home and I started feeling sick. I started to feel like a scratchy throat. And then I was like, maybe it's acid reflux. But no, I've been feeling like this all week. I went to the doctor's last Thursday and got a tetanus shot. And I was like, maybe it's like side effects from it.
Probably. Because I know you were thinking that it was like acid reflux, but I remember just when you were talking about it, just saying like, I hope you're not getting sick. I hope you're not getting sick. Maybe it is the acid reflux. Everybody's always
No,
getting
because
sick.
I've been coughing and like blowing my nose a lot. So I think it
Yeah.
has a lot to do with the weather change.
Oh, I'm sure everybody's like affected by this weather. It's crazy.
But it's Wednesday now, and I was so irritable this morning, and I was so cranky yesterday.
Dude.
Well, I'm glad that it's almost the weekend.
Me too.
Why don't we get into this episode, Jamie? What do you say?
Let's do it.
All right, well, this week we are recapping season 6, episode 14, Clean and Sober. aired February 5th, 2003, written by Anna Frick and directed by Michael Lang. Ooh, Michael Lang.
Ooh.
So we open with Pacey and Jack, and they're having this conversation, and Pacey says, "My God, she is gorgeous." And Jack's like, "Even I can appreciate that." And we realize that they're like jerking off to a ginormous big screen TV in a Best Buy. So
By the way, it was so exciting to see them walk around in this Best Buy.
I
There's
know.
like all those DVDs that were showing. They had these giant TVs with the whole tube in the back, like tube TVs. I can't tell you the last time I saw a fucking tube TV, and that's what they were selling. I actually knew somebody who had that. I don't know if it was that exact model, but it was that TV, and it was like all the rage, you know. It was the
Yeah.
flat screen TV because the tube wasn't in it anymore. Like, the big piece in the back of the TV where it took up all that space, it wasn't there. It was huge. The picture still wasn't that great, but back then it was like fucking amazing.
Oh yeah. It
And
was
made me
like, you have
giggle
a
a little bit.
movie theater in your house.
Yeah, it made me giggle a little bit when they pan out and we see this TV and they're like talking it up, and I'm like, and I look at that TV, and then you look at like the one that I'm watching it on, the show on, and I snicker a little bit because it's like, yeah, it's come so far
Yeah.
from what it was back then. And then they're walking around, and you've got, the movies and the DVDs. Like, Best Buy doesn't really have that kind of stuff like that anymore. They're doing
No.
away with the movies. Like the music, the CDs and stuff, that stuff is starting to go away. Everybody's streaming these days. Nobody's buying this stuff. Streaming's pretty much taken over our life. But then like Pacey's picking up like the DVD player, and then he's picking up the PS2. And I'm like, oh my God, PS2s.
Yeah,
It
because
was so funny.
he wanted all the accoutrements or whatever to it.
Yeah, all the accoutrements to go with the TV that didn't even last one night.
Yeah.
But
I was like, I hope he got insurance on that.
I hope that he got insurance too, because he was pissed. He was ready to kill Gus. But like all of these things, and it was just so nice to see, because I'm like, I miss that kind of Best Buy when you walk
Me
in and
too.
it was like Blockbuster, only better, because you had to take the stuff home and you didn't have to return it. You know what I mean? You had all the movies, you had all the music. I'm pretty sure at one point Best Buy had a whole music section, like a room filled with music instead of like home theater systems. I don't know why, and I feel like I'm crazy, but like I feel like that was a thing.
No, they did. I remember.
They did have that, right? You walk in and it was like all of the, because they had electric stuff. It was electric keyboards and electric guitars, and because Best Buy is all about technology, even if it was music related, not just like phones and gadgets and whatever. Like, they've got everything. They've got like all kinds of stuff. But they're doing less and less with the entertainment aspect, because aside from the
Oh,
giant TVs and stuff, like
I was
the DVDs
shocked.
are gone. Yeah.
I went in one at Christmas time and they had absolutely nothing in there. And I was walking around expecting to see CDs and DVDs and they had nothing. And I was just like, oh my God, this is not the Best Buy that I used to go to. This is crazy.
They started doing sales and stuff to get rid of this stuff because it wasn't selling on the shelves. Everybody streams now. It's on Spotify. They've got the Apple, oh God, what is it called? The iHeartRadio, and like
No, I
Sirius
know.
Satellite still going. Everything's digital. And
Everything's
now we've
on
got
Spotify and everything's on
Netflix and
Amazon.
Prime and Hulu and Disney Plus and Paramount Plus and HBO Max, which is just Max now. And like all of the normal cable channels now have their own streaming service now. So it's just like, it's a lot. And I mean, I feel like at this point, it's getting so crazy that cable might be cheaper.
No, I said the same thing.
Cable, it might be cheaper because now all of
But
your
no,
cable people are
cable's the
joining
same
in.
thing. Cable's the same thing, though. You get your basic channels, but you have to, if you want to add on, you have to add on the HBO Max with your with the app
Well,
or.
yeah, no, and that stuff is fine. But I mean, even the basic channels have their streaming services now. Like, they're starting to join the streaming service bandwagon because nobody's buying cable anymore. So if you think about it, like, you could have your cable or you could have all these streaming services, but then you're starting to pay for your basic cable ones now too. And it's like, that's probably going to be more than it would have been just to have a cable bill. But then again, you still have your streaming services that aren't part of cable. It's just a mess.
I
It's
know
a
this is
lot.
a whole thing that we could get into, and I don't want to talk about it because
No,
it's
it's
going to get
fine.
me stressed out that I pay for all of this.
Dude, you and me both. Dude, I look at my spreadsheet every now and again, and I'm just like, what the fuck am I paying for? Because I'm
I
paying for
know.
a
I did
lot.
the same thing. And I'm like, I gotta get rid of some of them.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, Joey comes up to them and she's like, this is so grotesque. Do you know how grotesque this is? And
She's
Jack's
not
like,
a fan.
you're just threatened by something you don't understand. And then he's like, I gotta go get a sales guy. So then Joey asks Pacey, so they're having a whole conversation. She's like, isn't there anything better that you can be doing with your money? And he goes, what, like funding your drug habit? And she goes, now we're talking. So she's like, I'm really impressed by you, Pace, because of like where he is in life right now. And he goes, you put any fool in a suit and he can change the world. And she goes, it's not just the suit or the high-tech toys. Look how far you've gotten yourself. And he's like, not too far, I hope. I like to think I can get back to the to being the person that I used to be. He was actually a pretty good guy. She goes, you are, Pacey. I'm very proud of you. But she's still against the TV. And he's like, you're going to come to the party, right? Because it's not a party without you. And she's like, I am in dire need of cheer and libations ever since Eddie decided to move across the country and make something of himself.
Blah 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 blah
Yes,
blah. Eddie blah. Eddie comes back in a couple episodes. Blah, and he's not.
he does.
I'm looking at the so it's still up on my TV. So the next episode is the Kmart episode,
Right.
and then there's 16. Something happens in 17, and then 18 is a screenshot of Joey and Eddie making out.
Oh, he must come
So I
back and say
don't.
hi.
Maybe it's he's back to say goodbye. Yeah.
They were like, you're obligated for one more episode, so we need you to come back.
Yeah, it's not the last time that we see Eddie, so.
So he's like, look, Joey, please, you gotta quit the supportive and inspirational thing. It just doesn't work for you. She goes, don't make me regret all of my sentimental pride. And he's like, well, you really should accept her as one of your own. She's like, your clothes don't fool me. Same old lovable punk. I'm gonna go look at the iPods. And as she walks away, he looks at her with so much love in his eyes, like,
I know he's got like the puppy face thing going on,
yeah.
and
He's like, that
I
was my girl.
really wanted to see those iPods.
I know. I know. I still have mine. I still have to change the battery in it, and I'm afraid to.
Oh, I don't, mine all disappeared. I'm pretty sure my ex has them, but they're all fucking gone now at this point. Like, he had the touch and I had my iPod video, and now I don't even know where my iPod video is because he kept fucking breaking them or whatever because he'd use them in his motorcycle. I don't fucking know. This shit's gone. I don't want to talk about it. Whatever.
All right, so now we're back at Pacey and Jack and Emma's, and the TV's being delivered. And Jack's like, I'm gonna pray to her every night. And Jack or Jen says, it's a big box, Jack. Since when are you obsessed with big boxes? That was funny. Jen with her short pixie cut. She's not about this either. Like, the women on the show are not about the
The
big.
women are not about it, but you know, boys and their toys, right?
Oh, wait, the other thing I wanted to say, Joey, in the beginning when she was like, don't think I'm gonna watch this TV, like, and enjoy this TV. I'm like, your whole time on this show was spent in a room with another guy watching TV.
Watching movies together.
Yeah.
Why is everybody so anti large TV?
I don't know. It's like, who
I don't know
cares?
either.
That was such a weird
I mean, Jen explains it
hill to
later,
die
something
on.
about the quality of she talks about it a little bit later, and she mentions like the quality of like the room or whatever. So I guess like having TVs like will dumb down the room. She's more about books and people conversing with each other as opposed to having this giant TV where everybody's just focused on that. And I can see that, you know what I mean? I get it. I feel
Yeah.
like before my generation, maybe there was probably only like one TV in the household.
I remember we had TVs in like every room. We had our own TV. I remember when my parents bought it for us, I was like so excited because it went in our bedroom, and
Yeah.
it was like this little like color TV and
So like when I was like a small kid, there was one main TV in the living room. And then at some point, I had like that little 6-inch screen long one
Yeah.
or whatever. And it was black and white, it wasn't color. And I remember visiting my dad, and they only had like one TV, and there wasn't a remote. You had to get up and turn the knobs, right? It was one of those big ones with the antenna, and it was like straight out of like the 80s. I don't know. So like I, as far as they're concerned, if they were of an older generation where like you'd be lucky if you had a TV, I could get it. You know what I mean? Where they'd be like, I wouldn't you rather have books? Wouldn't you rather have like this or that, or just communicate with each other instead of everybody looking at these devices? I mean, really, it was like the beginning of the end. Because
I know.
now there's a TV in every room. There is a mini computer in everyone's hands.
Yeah.
You know, like it's just not the same anymore. All these gener this new generation, they don't even know how to communicate with each other. There was pictures. We're getting semi off topic, but we're still talking about tech. But there was this video clip of some girl's birthday, and she was the only one dancing. Everybody else was just standing there, and they were on their phones, or they were just awkward, and nobody was talking or having fun. Like, people are legitimately socially awkward now because they don't know
Yeah.
how to communicate in real life, because the only thing that they know how to do is on their phone.
Yeah, it's weird.
It is fucking crazy. We're literally just creating a bunch of people who can't communicate with each other, unless it's like bullying other people online.
Mean, I'm not a bully, but I troll people. I like to troll people.
So I don't know. It's just bizarre. It's bizarre. I'm a little bit concerned for our future. I'm not gonna
I'm
lie.
concerned because of all the shit that they post on the internet. I don't understand it.
I don't know. I'm definitely concerned.
I see that shit and I go, that's our future. So, Jen's like, it's not gonna make you happy, Jack. And David comes in and he's obsessed with the TV as well. And him and Jack have this weird, awkward, like, side hug. It was so bizarre. They didn't even like give each other a kiss. They just hugged each other on the side. And Jen's like, this thing could block the sun, but they want her to love the TV, but she refuses. So she's like, why are you having this party anyway? You've been living here in private squalor for months. And Pacey's like, private squalor? We like pay our rent. Like, what are you talking about? Squalor.
Apartment that they live in, so nice, by
I
the way.
know.
And I still don't understand these rooms. Is there like one room down on the main floor,
Oh,
which is
yeah.
the one that they were in?
I knew this was going to come up because I was very confused. Because
Yeah.
when Pacey brings Joey into another room, there's a bed and it's out in the open. It's not like in a private room. It's just
Right.
like.
There's no door, which makes me wonder if it's the one off to the side in the main room, because you know he wasn't
It is.
carrying her up those spiral stairs.
No, he did. He carried her up the stairs, I think.
I'm so confused.
I feel like he said he carried her up the stairs at the end.
I don't know. Now I
And
don't
that
know.
was.
Now I'm questioning things. Because the first time I watched this, I thought that he did. This when I watched it again today, I thought he just kind of walked her into like a room. I cannot imagine him carrying or anybody carrying anybody unless it's a baby up that spiral staircase.
Well, we're supposed to just assume, I guess.
And then Jen and CJ were in a room that actually had a door.
That was Pacey's room. That's the same room that he put Joey in.
But that one had a door.
Yeah, so did the.
Because that's because CJ even made a comment like, oh, I should, because you could see the door and there was people outside, you know what I mean? And they were doing it where all the coats are. And
Oh.
he was like, you know, I should get dressed because if something if somebody walks in here or whatever. And like I distinctly remember seeing it was like one of those like doors with like that opaque glass, so you can't see, but you can see shadows,
Yeah.
which makes me think that was on the first floor. But it's weird that like if they had these stairs going up, wouldn't that just be like an open loft? Why did he have to walk like a like this and then like this to get into the room? Like there, I didn't see a door. It definitely
I gotta
wasn't the same
rewind it.
room. It wasn't the same room.
I gotta rewind it and look, but I thought it
So
was the same room
confused.
because it was all the same stuff on the wall.
Was it?
Yeah.
I need screenshots. I need to compare them side to side because I
Okay.
swear there was a damn door there because CJ made a comment about somebody could walk in and I could have sworn there were shadows.
Okay,
Wait.
let me do something real quick. Hold on.
Okay.
We're gonna
You
solve
gotta
this
look
right now.
it
I'm
up.
gonna, I'll share the screen and we could do it together.
Okay.
Cause I'm curious now, cause it's gonna drive
I
you
don't
crazy.
understand. Watch it be the same room, but one room had a door and the other one didn't.
I know. It's so annoying. All right, so let me share my screen. Can you see?
Yes.
Okay, let's go back to episode 14. They don't make the rooms correct in this show. They really don't.
They never do, but I don't think they were expecting us either.
No. All right, so see this room?
Yeah.
This room's out in the
Well.
open, 'cause even Jen and CJ were sitting on the bed after they were, because this is like against the back wall. I'm assuming where the TV is.
Hold on, I don't know. I can't see anything. It's just. I just see black screen and words.
Oh, you don't
There's
see
no picture.
the video?
It's just picture. Like I'll show you. I'll send you a screenshot. Take a screenshot of it or something if you can, because I can't see pictures.
That's weird. Why am I sharing this then? If it doesn't, let me fast forward to it on my end and I'll show you. I'll take a picture of it.
Okay.
This whole apartment's weird.
I really like their apartment though. Like
I like it too.
I want to live there. I don't even know what the floor plan is like, but I don't even care.
Well, the producers didn't even know either, or the creators didn't even know.
Right.
Okay.
Oh, your text messages are coming through.
So I sent a picture of where the door is, which they show in the corner of the room. And then I just sent a picture of the wall where his dresser is. And now that's the scene where CJ and Jen are in bed. So now I'm sending you a picture of the room when he's bringing Joey in, and he brings her in the same spot where the door is, and it's the same stuff on the wall.
All right, so the first picture.
That's the door.
I can't make it out. I see a wall and some shadows and like movies on the left. I see the picture of them in bed, right? So I see the lamp and the moods for moderns or whatever.
This is Pacey's room.
Oh, so he had the door open and that's why I was confused.
Yes. I
Okay.
totally understand what you're saying though, because I feel like I had the same idea of the glass and everything, but
Yeah,
they never really showed.
because the door is open this time. But like, I feel like this is like in a basement somewhere. If you look behind him on the door, they're in like a friggin' dank hallway. I don't feel like this is upstairs. Does she live upstairs and they just rent the bottom room? Like,
No, I feel like this is
and
upstairs.
then and when CJ and Jen are like in bed together, there's a bunch of people outside walking around and stuff. So they have to be on the first floor. I don't think he took her up the spiral staircases.
I guess not, but
I think they're on the first floor.
well, we both can confirm that it was Pacey's bedroom
It was
and
definitely Pacey's bedroom. It was definitely the same room CJ was in, but I don't think that they went up the spiral staircases. I think his room's on the first floor.
we cannot confirm that.
We cannot confirm
All right, well, that was fun.
that.
So Jen's telling him, look, I have to tell you something. CJ's coming to the party. Could you possibly not punch him in the face tonight? And he goes, oh, CJ. Okay, I'll try not to.
That was the guy from the concert.
Yeah.
Yeah, the one you introduced to the brick wall. Love that. I love that scene. I'm great.
She says, when I return, I will have CJ and ice. Ice for drinks, not for boys' broken faces. Then Emma enters with some dirt ball, and Pacey's like,
Yes.
look at my TV. It's beautiful. And she goes, what in the Queen's name is that?
Taking up her practice space.
Right. He goes, tonight's entertainment. And Jack says, this is Bertha. Isn't she pretty? And she's like, no, she's an oversized hag who's taking up my practice space. And Jack's like, what in the Queen's name is that? And he points to this to the dirtball guy. And Emma says, that's Gus, my fiance. And then we see Gus and he lets out a long ass burp, which was so gross.
It's so gross.
Gus? So if you haven't watched the episode, which I'm hoping you have if you're listening to this, but Gus is like shorter than Emma, and he's got like strangly like blondish brown hair, a gross
Stringy, yeah.
stringy. He's got like a gross pubic hair beard, and he's like real skinny, and he just looks like he lives on another planet. I don't know. He's just not good looking at all. He just looks like a slob.
Need some sleazeball. She found at a bar and said, I'll marry him to stay in the States.
Yeah, they had a drunken night, I guess, and he agreed to it, and she agreed to fuck him a couple of times, and
Ugh. The things people do to want to stay in this country, I swear.
I know Emma always seemed to me like a wiser person than this, but maybe you shouldn't have dropped out of school, Emma. Maybe you should
She
have.
did it because of the music. The band's taking off, and she couldn't devote her time to schooling.
How is her band taking off when she doesn't even have a lead singer? That's the only thing I thought of. Like she, her
Yeah, the
band
lead
can't.
singer went to rehab, so I don't know.
The lead singer keeps fucking up her gigs. So like, how are they taking off? I don't get it.
I don't know. She was opening doors and then promptly closing them.
Seriously, I was opening the doors and then they were closing in on me because of Audrey. But the band's taking off. Taking off to Nowheresville. Now we cut to Dawson. He's visiting Audrey in rehab. And she goes, Dawson Leary, you're our sight for sober eyes. And she's like, thank you for not flaking because, you know, I would have deserved that. And then she starts fake sneezing. And that's when she asks Dawson if he brought her some NyQuil. And that's when Betty, the front desk woman, tells her that the first step is admitting you're sick. And she's like, Jesus, Dawson, did you at least bring me something to read? Like, I'm dying in here. And she's like rambling a lot because she's just excited, I guess, to see him. And he's like, are you all right?
Probably the first person she saw besides like other people with similar issues.
Yeah. Or Bob.
And Bob.
She's like,
Oh yeah. We don't know anything about Bob.
no, Bob
We
just
didn't even
left.
ask what happened to Bob.
No. Well, he doesn't know about Bob. Only Joey and Eddie know about Bob.
Oh, true.
She's like, well, I've been smoking a lot more. They encourage that here because that's not going to kill you or anything. And she's like, are you okay? And then he tells her that he's been living in Todd's guest house for the last 2 weeks and the movie is going straight to cable. Dun dun dun. Oh no.
That
It was
sucks.
that's more of a
Yeah.
sound effect.
Yeah.
And he says, Todd won't be directing anything in the near future, and I pretty much lost my shot at directing anything. And she says, yeah, Dawson, I'm in rehab. And then they both laugh.
Tell me about your problems again, Dawson.
Right. So then he notices this woman, Toni Stark, who was one of the most successful producers and worked for Spielberg, that she left to start her own. And then he says that she's the modern Hollywood legend. And Audrey's like, well, there's a lot of them here, so don't blow your wad on the first try, on the first one you talk to. And then he's like, do you know her? And she goes, her? Oh, I lost my cigarettes to her in a game of poker. She's like, I really don't want to talk to her right now. But he wants to talk to her, but he's afraid. And he's like, she eats well-meaning types like me for breakfast. And Audrey's like, hello, what about me? You came to see me, and now you're going to ditch me? And he goes, no, you're absolutely right. Let's work through what got you here in the first place. And then she's like, no, let's go talk to Burnout. That sounds like a lot more fun. So she like sets a plan to help him talk to Tony Stark, this ex-Hollywood producer.
Not to be confused with Iron Man.
Right. Not to be confused with Robert Downey Jr.'s Iron Man.
Right.
Jen and CJ arrive to the party. He has no idea whose party it is. And he's like, I really need to know, Jen. I really need to know, Jen. Like, who, what am I walking into? She goes, this is my friend Pacey's party. And he goes, the guy from the concert? And she goes, yeah, the guy who introduced your face to a brick wall. And he's like, all right, well, I think we should just drop off the ice and go to a movie or something. And she's like, no. CJ, these are some of my best friends, so you're gonna have to get to know them sooner or later. And they enter the party. They do this quick, like, zoom, circle around the room, and we see Emma, and she's like, hello there. And then he says, it's a nice television, or nice television. And we cut to Joey talking to Pacey, and she's like dumping out boxes of Cheez-Its into a bowl. And she's like, it's quite the shindig, Pacey. And he goes, well, thank Bertha for that. And he's like, do you want
Like,
something that.
where, who, how do they even know all of these people, first of all? Like, who are these people that are in this party?
I know. I don't know. Other than Bertha, the TV, I don't know who any of these people are. They were all
Her
extras.
name's a TV, Bertha.
Who has a
Big Bertha.
party with a TV as like the main theme? Like, unless you're watching like a game or something. Like, they were watching the Three Stooges the whole night. It was weird.
I don't know. It wasn't even like a sports game. It was the Three Stooges. Not complaining. Three Stooges are, classic, but Like, of all the things you could be watching, that's what you chose.
It was weird.
All right, whatever. Maybe they're big Stooges fans. I don't know.
So he asks her if she wants a drink, and he's like, "We got Coke, we got water, we got OJ, purple stuff, Sunny Day, purple stuff."
Yeah.
And she goes, "Give me something fruity and mind-numbing." And then she looks at him and she goes, "Don't give me that look. Like you're gonna ask me who I am and what I've done with Joey Potter." And he goes, "I was simply gonna just make you a drink." And he goes, "And you look wonderful." She goes, "Thank you. I thought it was time for a shower."
I feel like the last time he saw her drunk, he had to throw over his shoulder, so.
He did. That is true. He did. He says, "I heard things haven't been going so great for you lately, but I have confidence that you're going to get through this as you always do." She goes, "I'm always the one who wakes up, takes the exam, get over the boy, drive the roommate to rehab, because somebody's got to do all that, right? Maybe tomorrow I won't do it and somebody else will." And he goes, "Well, just, enjoy yourself tonight." And then he
No
hands her.
truer words have ever been relatable, Joey Potter.
I know. I remember when I drove my last boyfriend to rehab all the way across the country.
I don't mean that part, but I just mean the whole cleaning up after everybody's mess and taking care of them while trying to live your own life bit.
Yeah. I did feel her in that moment, though. Like when she was like, "God, I have so many responsibilities, but like, because people depend on me as a friend, I guess. I just want to do nothing for a day."
Yeah.
She's also 19. Like, I don't know. She's in college. Like she should be able to be getting drunk every night and going and taking her exams and like doing whatever at 19, not at 45 or 40, however old I am, 43. Like I would not be able to do any of that. I'm like, I don't even know how to fit in a wedding right now in the next 3 months, like let alone, my regular schedule. But
I'm
that's
making
Joey.
stuff.
Oh, Jamie's eating dip out of a jar.
With chips, I'm not just eating dip. Like,
She's eating it with her fingers.
just scooping all the dip out into my fingers. Forget
Jamie
the
loves dip.
chips. There's not much left of it. So, like, every time I stick my hand in the jar, it ends up all over my fingers.
Should just put it all out in a bowl. It'll be easier
Then I have to
after.
get up again to go get a spoon.
Oh, all right, Jamie. She goes, "You know what? All bets are off." And then she pours more vodka in her drink. Pacey's just like, "All right, so I guess we're gonna have one of those nights." But Joey seems to be a fun drunk
Yeah.
because she's talking to David now, and she's like, "Jack was really talented in his art. When I met him, he was shy and like kind of dorky. And to be honest, I would have never known that he even liked me." And then she goes, "Except for that one time when I was sketching him for a class and he got excited." And she goes, "What?" She made this weird face.
It was funny.
So, yeah, she was like talking to David and spilling all of Jack's secrets. Not really secrets, just sort of like letting him know what Jack was like beforehand. And she wasn't wrong. She
No,
was.
she's not lying. It's not malicious. Dude's not mad about it or anything. And Jack isn't even really mad.
But it's so funny listening to how Jack was when he first came on the show to where he is now. Because he really is like fucking hot stud,
Was nice to have a remember. Yeah, like it's been so long, you know?
Remember his weird haircut? He had like that weird, like dorky haircut. Now he's like got like a fun haircut. I don't know.
Yeah,
Fucking guys.
he's embraced himself.
He's a hot gay
Yeah.
now.
He's a very masculine gay man.
So Audrey's like, "Dawson, go talk to Tony now." So Audrey like stays behind him and she's like kind of watching him in this moment where he's like talking to Tony. And he walks up to her and he's like talking to her about the magazines or whatever. And she's like, "What do you do for fun?" And he's like, "Well, I just got here." And then she shakes his hand and she's like, "You have really nice hands," because she's like so horny. And she introduces herself and he goes, "I know who you are. You're a genius." It's like, Jesus, Dawson. Like, you could have played that off a little bit, I feel like.
She's just trying to get in his pants, and he's just trying to talk to her about business.
And she says, "Yeah, something like that." And he goes, "Oh, I'm sorry. You probably came here for privacy." And she goes, "No, I came here to stop having fun, but I love hearing how great I was 10 years ago." And he goes, "You make yourself sound like you were a flash in the pan." And she goes, "Look, are we going to go somewhere or what?" "We're going to go somewhere and fuck." And he goes,
She's really missing it.
she's like, "I need penis. Can you put your penis inside of me?" And he apologizes to her and he goes, Look, I'm just starting out in the industry. And she goes, listen, baby bird, it's bad enough teasing a drying out bra with your naughty bits, but it's worse to try and talk about the business with someone who's currently out of it. And she like walks away from him. And we see Audrey behind him, like cracking up. And she goes, Dawson, you are horrible. You're terrible at
Dude,
this.
it was kind of funny, but at the same time, I'm like, he's not even flaunting his naughty bits. So like, I don't even, whatever, lady.
It was his hands. His hands did it for her.
Yeah, juice turned on by the fingers.
Yeah, long fingers.
It though. I get it. Chris has really nice hands too.
Would say Justin has sausage fingers. He's got fat fingers, but.
Chris's hands are like, they're huge. Like his fingers are long.
So Jen's looking through the fridge, and then David comes over and she's like rambling. And
Oh.
he's like, you're all right. You want a drink? And she goes, no, I'm going clean and sober out tonight, taking one for the CJ team. And he goes, you know, he doesn't mind when other people drink. And she goes, it's just easier this way. And he's like, what, lying? And then Pacey comes over and grabs his hidden beer behind the butter or whatever. And Jen's like, hey, Slugger. She calls him Slugger. Wait, didn't Joey call Eddie Slugger?
I don't remember. I don't really pay too much attention to Eddie.
I remember it turned him on or something after he punched Hetson.
Oh, maybe.
Anyway, Jen's like, how's everything going with CJ? And he's like, don't worry, everything's fine. And she thanks him for being nice. And Pacey goes, it's a lot easier than I thought it would be because he's actually a really nice guy. He's like, we kissed and made up, and I offered him a drink. We're fine. And Jen's like, he refused when you offered him, right? And Pacey's like, no, who does that? I was like, well, anybody who has an alcohol problem could have been like, no, I'll just take a soda. Like,
Right, you would hope at least.
I don't know why CJ made such a big deal about it. And Jen goes, alcoholics tend to do that. Basically goes, what's up with all the underage alcoholics around here? I was like, true story. So Pacey's like, I'll take care of it. I'm on damage control. And he's like, have you seen Joey? And then we cut to Joey talking to CJ, and now she's talking about Jen. So she's like, I'm happy that you're helping turn Jen around because before she was such a troubled young lady. You know, she killed a girl once, Abby Morgan. She killed her with champagne. You want some? CJ's like, what?
Jeez. Champagne.
Yeah. And Joey's like, oh, like she's making weird faces and funny like noises.
She's funny. I'm glad she was having fun.
She deserves it. She's been going through so much shit lately with her man troubles. She needs the libations. I hate
Man
that word.
troubles.
I hate the word libations. I hate when people say it. So Pacey comes over and he like grabs her and he takes her away and he goes to, he tells CJ, sorry about that thing earlier. I didn't know. And he's like, what about what? And so they're like sitting down at a bed that's in the middle of the room because there's like other people in the room. I thought it was like a room to the side, but it's not. It's just it's a bed. So she's like.
They ended up all over the place in this apartment. We still don't know. We still don't get it.
I know. We really do need like layouts for these places.
We will never get those blueprints. Ever.
So Joey's like, you know, I hope those kids work it out. She's like, Pacey, everyone's working it out. Jen and CJ, that British girl and that gross guy. I'm no good at this. I push people away. And he's like, that's not true, Joey. She says, then why do they go out to sea or move across the country to follow their dreams just because I told them to? There's always something better out there than me.
Oh God.
He says, well, maybe because you're such an amazing woman, they want to be better men. And she says, well, we're not together. And he goes, true enough. She says, oh, don't look so glum. We're talking about my sucky life. You're a success. Oh no, she goes, oh, right. You're not over me. He's like, excuse me? She goes, remember the dinner from hell? One of Audrey's comments? That must suck. He says, you have no idea how hard it is. I cry myself to sleep. She goes, it gets lonely. And he says, but Jack and I cuddle. It eases the pain. And then they laugh. And she says, you know what? I am a good catch. And he's like, you are a good catch. Joey Potter having this moment of what's the word? She's having
Claire?
She's having this moment of she's actually like a pretty decent human being while she's.
Yeah. Right.
We get this crazy party montage.
There's so much like longing in Pacey's eyes in this episode. It makes me so happy.
Yeah, that whole scene where they're talking, he's very much like, you can tell he wants to like talk to her. But like, where do they go from here? I don't know.
I think right now they just kind of let it simmer on the back burner. Like there's flirting and stuff that happens in the next episode because they get locked in like a place together, but it ends when they get out. I don't remember why. And then like life again happens, it gets in the way, and then we don't probably get movement towards the end of the show, the end of the season. So
I thought they sleep together in the Kmart, no?
I don't know if they sleep together, but they kiss. She shaves his face.
Oh, well, I guess we'll find out next week.
Yeah.
Jack asks Emma when she stopped going to school, and she's like, end of the semester. The band is really taking off. I couldn't keep up with my requirements. And Jack asks Gus if he's still in school, and Gus is like, no need. I'm going to be a roadie for the little lady. And I was like, no, he's just joking. No, he's a brilliant pianist. Really. And we
He
cut to
plays at a
Gus.
bar every night or some
Yeah.
shit.
Yeah. So Gus is like pulling like black stuff off of his shoe and they're just watching him. Like he's disgusting. So Jack's like, Emma, you're moving really fast. And she goes, that's the point. Because my visa ran out as soon as I quit school, which means I have no right to be here unless I marry a Yankee bastard. So Gus is like, I want a beer and a sandwich. And he slaps her ass and she walks away. Oh, it's so weird. And
Disgusting.
Jack's talking to Gus and he goes, you know, it's a big deal to get married. And Gus says, well, Emma said it would be fine to have other women in the bedroom and free room and board. And he's like, what? So Emma comes back and she's like, you're getting to know each other. And Gus is like, yeah, Jack doesn't come off as gay. Or he doesn't even say his name. He's like, he doesn't even come off as being gay. And Jack just like glares at him.
Or like that gay or something like that. I don't know. This guy's a tool.
Oh my God, he's such a tool. So Jack starts to get up and Emma holds him down as if to say, like, please don't leave me.
She said, "Oh no, you're not leaving me," as she drinks out of an entire bottle of wine. She pulled a Jamie, drinking out of the bottle itself.
Wasn't it champagne?
Whatever.
She drank out of the drink that killed Abby Morgan.
Oh my God.
Know,
But it's a nice throwback to have Abby mentioned, though.
I thought it was hilarious. Also, Jen didn't kill Abby Morgan. Abby Morgan killed Abby Morgan.
Yeah, I know.
Abby
Jen
Morgan.
didn't do it. Jen was there, and Abby just went overboard, and Jen was like, ah.
Abby Morgan took that champagne from the wedding and
Yeah.
walked out.
Abby Morgan made those decisions to herself. Nobody held a gun to her head and said, do this now, bitch, or die. Like,
I don't know. Jen was trying to just be like a friend. And she jumped right in that creek to go after her, so.
right. She did. She did. She went dive right into it, also under the influence, but it wasn't enough.
No, Abby was a goner. Fish food.
Should have made her go to rehab.
She said, no,
No,
no, no.
no,
She was like, I'd rather die than she did.
death by drowning. I don't know. I feel like then they say that she like hit her head or something when she went down, and that's why she just
Remember.
sunk like a rock. I don't remember either.
I thought they said she just drowned.
I don't know. Maybe in my head I said that.
Yeah, you made it up.
I made it up to give a reason why there was no reason why she couldn't have floated.
Yeah, I don't know why either.
Unless Abby Morgan doesn't know how to swim.
Maybe that could be it. She got lost by the time Jen went down to go get her, and it was dark. She couldn't find her.
No, yeah.
That's terrible. That's so sad.
It was sad. It was like a, well, anyways.
I know. So. Dawson and Audrey are still following Tony. They follow her into this group therapy session, and Audrey's like, you know, so what? You made a fool of yourself in front of some producer. I say, why not do it again? And he goes, "You're not just encouraging me because you're bored and out of your mind. You're bored out of your mind, are you?" She goes, "Give a girl a break and dance, monkey, dance." So they actually go into this therapy session where the counselor or whatever is like, "No, come in, make space, guys." And then like these two random people get up and just give them
Real
their
quick,
seat.
too, and they give them their chairs or whatever. They didn't just like, if somebody told me to make space, I would have scooted over. Like, I would have scooted over so they could bring a chair over to sit down. I would not have given up my chair unless they were like some old people,
I
you
know.
know? That
They're
was
like,
just bizarre.
they're the leads of the show. You have to give them your seat.
Make way for Prince Ali. Make way. Sorry.
Other
I
thing that
clearly need to
cracked me
watch
up.
Aladdin now. Huh?
Oh my God, I know. The other thing that cracked me up was that Audrey was talking normal. She had like a normal accent until we come back to her at this therapy session. So.
Yeah. Yeah, she's putting on a show at this point. She
Yeah.
really is bored.
So, Jack doesn't want to live with Gus. Pacey says, well, Emma didn't say anything about that. They both agree that Gus is a creep. They're just sort of like commiserating over Gus and how Emma is just
Yeah.
making a big mistake while they're like standing on the TV. They're like near the TV, like protecting Bertha.
Protect, yeah, with their little coasters on top of the, you know, whatever, so the TV doesn't get. It's really funny if you watch how much they really are babying this TV, because like they really are babying this thing, and then for the one moment they turn their back on it is the moment that, like, you know, it gets broken.
So now we cut to Jen talking to CJ about drinking, like the most annoying like conversation. He's like, "Your friend offered me a drink and it seemed rude to say no." Like, "No, CJ, just say no, thank you. That's all." Jen says, "So that's it? Years of sobriety shot to hell over a question of etiquette?" And he's like, I don't expect you to understand, Jen." She says, "Why is this coming up now? Because you always stuck to the CJ plan." And he says that, "I was considering taking a drink for the last hour. I'd be more concerned over your friend Joey. She told me you tried to kill somebody." She doesn't even like question that. So,
She's just like, whatever. Anyways,
yeah, back to you. Back to you, Bob,
back to
CJ.
you, Bob.
They get into an argument about whether or not he's been drinking, and he says that he's been trying to have some normalcy between them. But she finds that to be insulting. And she says, "I just don't want whatever happens between us to be detrimental to either one of us." And he says, he asks her if she's trying to get out of something. And she goes, "I don't even know what I'm getting into." And he says, "So why are you making excuses for why this won't work?" And she's just like, "God, I really am doing this to myself again, aren't I?"
Yeah, don't even know how we got there, but we got there.
Oh my God, it's just. It's such a dumb conversation. This is what they do, though, on this show. Like, they were leading them up to do something, even though CJ is like one of the worst characters on this goddamn show. And, you know, they kissed, and now she's questioning everything because he might have a drink, but she didn't drink. I don't know. It's so weird to me.
It's just wow.
It's just wow. All right. So, Audrey and Dawson are in this meeting. Council, whatever it is, they're like in this meeting, and this is when she's putting on like a fake like Southern accent, and
Yeah.
she starts to make a joke, like she's like joking, and then she slowly starts talking about like the real issues in her life and like how she's acknowledging the things that she did were like terrible. And she even mentions driving through his house and driving a car into his house. And she makes a comment and she says, "You know, I was saying things to people to get a reaction." And Dawson's sort of like saying to her, like, "It'll be okay. Like, we'll get through this," or whatever. And then she like makes a joke because she made like a joke earlier and was like, they were cousins. And they have so many babies together or something. And she was like, "Let's have another baby." Or that's not even a Southern accent. So yeah, like Audrey's like acknowledging that what she did was terrible. And I guess being in rehab is kind of helping her. So then Tony calls them out, and she's like, "I am definitely one for making a mockery of rehab, but Blondie is from Beverly Hills, and this guy's like a key grip or something. And they're like, "All right, you got to get out." And Dawson's like, "No, I'm a production assistant, and I would love to show you my reel." And the mediator's like, or the counselor's like, "All right, that's enough. We're not doing that here. Like, you have to leave." And Audrey gets put on dish duty, so she gets punished for lying. She didn't really lie though. She was like telling the truth. You know, she wasn't like
Yeah.
making
No,
sure.
she wasn't lying. No.
So now we're at Spin the Bottle. It's our main characters. It's Joey and Pacey, David and Jack, CJ and Jen, and Gus and Emma.
Right.
So we're there's three girls and like five boys. We're all playing Spin the Bottle. So then Joey like makes up a rule, and then she gets Gus, and then she's like, "I'm changing the rules," and Jen's like, "No, you need to follow the rules. I killed once, remember?" So
Yeah.
Gus kisses her with tongue, but literally like licks the side of her face. It's so weird.
Thankfully, he just licked the side of her face and didn't try to actually make out with her.
Yeah, Katie
It's
Holmes is.
probably the only decent thing this Gus person did.
Katie Holmes was like, "I am not kissing him." Emma gets kissed by Jen and Jack. Jen and CJ kiss, and they get really horny, and they decided to get up and leave to go fuck.
Right. Yeah, basically.
Pacey gets, guess who? Joey.
Finally.
So
But
she's
they
like,
sadly do not get to kiss because.
Gus destroys the TV.
Yes. When did Gus get up?
I don't know. I guess when CJ and Jen got up, but Joey was like preparing for him to kiss her. It was so funny.
She was so excited. She was like licking her lips and fixing the way she was sitting and like preparing herself and just like
She chugged her glass of wine and she was like, "Lay it on me, Pace." And before he could do it, yeah, Gus falls over and breaks the TV, and Pacey loses his
when
mind.
the hell did this guy get up and walk away and nobody noticed? Literally, they were sitting
Well,
there on the floor playing Spin the Bottle.
because where they were sitting behind the couch, and the couch is facing the TV, so they didn't actually see him like on top of the couch or on top of
No,
the TV.
but people were sitting next to him on the floor.
I don't
That's
know.
why I don't understand why nobody noticed this guy get up from the circle.
Because they're not paying attention to him because he's such a nobody.
I guess
Like,
so.
he's like the guy they don't want to talk to. So they're like, good, he left.
Only to find out he just left because he had a stupid idea.
To stand on a TV, like the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Like upside down, too. I'm pretty sure he was doing a handstand.
Yeah, he had to be.
I think he was doing a handstand on the TV.
So yeah, he was like, "I just wanted to see how much weight it would hold." And Pacey's like, "I'm gonna fucking kill you, you fucking loser." And Emma's like, I'll handle this. Go. I'm gonna throw your stuff on the curb." And he's like, "But we didn't even have sex." And she's like, "We're not having sex. Like, we're not getting married." And Joey stands up and she's all drunk and she goes, "Does anyone want to play sardines?" And she falls over and passes out. I was like, "I don't even know what sardines is. What game is sardines? Did you ever hear of that?"
No, I know it's a fish.
I know
I've
it's a
never heard of a
fish.
game.
I'm assuming it has something to do with like being cl like close quarters. Hold on, I'm gonna look it up. What is the game Sardines? Sardines is a game of reverse hide and seek where one player hides and all the other players seek. Oh. As seekers find the hider, they join the hiding spot, but they try to be stealthy so as not to alert other seekers to the hiding location. I've never heard of this game in my life.
Me either.
One player goes off to hide, the rest of the group counts. You can decide what number to count to, and then splits up and goes looking for the player who is hiding. When a player finds a hidden person, the player joins him or her in the hiding place. Okay, that's stupid. The game is over once everyone is cramped in one place. So it's like, okay, so if we're playing with like five people, and I'm hiding, and you and everybody else are counting. So like you found me first, so like we're hiding in the same spot. And then like the third person finds us and we're hiding in the same spot and so on and so forth, right?
Right.
That's dumb.
Yeah, I don't know.
I've never heard of that game in my life. So now Dawson's leaving the rehab, and Audrey says that, everything wasn't entirely fictional. I felt like there was some hardcore healing going on in there. And he says, "It sucks that you had to get in trouble to get there." And she says, "Well, that was the most fun she's had since getting into rehab." And he says, "It was hard to see someone that I admired so much give up on life like that." And she goes, "Dawson, I haven't given up on life." And he goes, "I was talking about Tony Stark." And she's like, "You're good. And the next time you come, you bring NyQuil." And he goes, "Well, you're almost out of here." And she goes, "Well, as much as I hate it here, it's all kind of a blur beyond the gates. I don't think I left on the best of terms out there." And he says, "It can all be like it was, minus the bad parts." And she says, "I kind of don't think it can, but I'm kind of glad about that." And then they hug and she thanks him. And he's on his way back to Todd's guest house on the beach, I guess, wherever Todd lives. And she's going to go back to smoking a pack a day. So. I don't know. I thought the whole thing with Dawson and Audrey was cute. I like that he's there. Like, it's convenient that he's in LA and she's in LA. And
Yeah, so she's not like alone, and it's nice that he took the time. And I'm still amazed at how easily he forgave her for literally almost killing them and taking out half of his house with a car.
yeah.
I would have been like, I know you got problems, but stay away from me and my family. Get the fuck out and deal with your shit, but don't come back because you're a fucking liability. You're an insurance hazard. You cost too much. Go away.
Well, the other thing is too, wasn't, wait, was Mitch killed by a drunk driver?
Yeah.
Or did the guy fall asleep at the wheel? I forget.
I don't remember. No, he fell asleep at the wheel. They said that he was working a double or something and he fell asleep at the wheel
Right,
and he
yeah.
went into Mitch's lane. That's right. It wasn't a drunk driver.
I was gonna say if Mitch died by a drunk driver, then this whole thing would probably be so different, right? Because
I would think so. It's kind of traumatic.
she was wasted. That's why she drove through the house. So
Yeah, she was totally wasted. She couldn't walk straight. She just, I
she's gonna
should
drive
have
straight. She's gonna drive on
banked when I
the
should have swerved or whatever the hell she said. Like,
I zagged when I should have zigged.
that's it. Yeah.
So David tells Jack that he wants to see some of his work someday. He's like, Joey was talking to me earlier. I really want to see some of your work. And he's like, "My work?" And he's like, "Oh, no, that's not gonna happen." And then he's like, "I'm really sorry for being distracted over Emmett and Gus." And David's like, "Yeah, but crisis averted. It's not happening. She's not marrying that dummy." And he's like, "Well, I'm just worried about Emma because I had no idea that things were so desperate for her." And David says, "Well, it's a bad situation, but it isn't exactly your problem to solve unless you want to go marry her yourself." And the camera cuts to him being like,
Now that's an
"Oh."
idea.
And he thinks about it. This is when Jen and CJ are fucking in Pacey's bed. CJ gets up to get dressed and she's like, "No, come back, come back." And he's like, "Well, people want their coats." And she's like, "Fuck their coats." Like, we just fucked on coats. And he's like, "This beats arguing whether or not I had a drink." She says, "Well, it's your life. You know what you're doing with it." He says, "Well, not really." He's like, "I got nervous tonight when I saw Pacey. It reminded me of all that drama. The drama that he created at that concert.
Yeah.
It was his fault. He's the one who told everybody the business that should not have been told."
I agree. He was just trying to, he was trying to stir the pot. Pacey's sitting there going, "Wait, what's going on?" And CJ's looking right at him while he's talking to Jen. And I'm just like, "Oh, this fucker wants to meet." His face wanted to meet Con. Okay, listen.
No, he was
I'm
talking to
pretty.
Audrey when he was talking to Audrey.
What did I say, Jen?
Yeah.
I didn't mean Jen. I meant Audrey. Sorry. I wasn't paying attention. Wrong blonde. Anyways, I'm pretty sure that CJ just, I think he just wanted his face to be introduced to the brick wall. Like I'm pretty sure that that's what he had in mind
He
at
did.
this point. He
He did.
totally, that's what he wanted, right? He wanted his face to meet the brick wall.
He did. He goes, "I just wanted to make you happy, be normal." She says, "I would be unhappy if you were normal. I don't care about any of that stuff anymore. I just want to do this. Can we just do this? Just like fuck our brains out on people's coats all the time?" And he goes, "Well, I think we just did."
Poor
She says,
Julian.
"I know." She goes, "I don't want to date a false idea of you, and I don't want you to do the same with a fake version of me." And they both agree. And he says, "We're gonna have to surrender. We're gonna have to surrender this coat, though." And she goes, "Well, no, this is Joey's coat. She has enough coats." I was like, "I've been saying this since last season when she had to give her coat to the mugger." It's like, "Joey's got a lot of coats. She can,
She
let go of
does.
one."
She definitely has a lot of coats.
I was like, "I'm glad somebody said it."
Why does she have so many coats?
All the same type of like. They're all the same type of coats.
Yeah.
They're all just different colors. They're all different shades of like red or maroon and brown. They're like, that type of color. So Jack and Emma are cleaning up, and this is when he tells her that he'll marry her, and she's like, "Oh, Jack, you're too good, but you can't. I can't do that. I don't want to ruin two people's lives." And he's like, "Well, I
Got
would."
two. Who's the other person?
Hers and his. Oh, I guess David's. I don't know.
Who the
But
fuck's
he's like
David?
his boyfriend.
Oh, okay. I forgot his name.
Oh my God, Jamie. He says, "I would, And she goes, "I know. You're a madman, but I can't marry you, Jack."
He's a good man. He's a good guy. He's just always trying to help his friends out, you know?
Could you do that? Would you be able to do that?
What, marry a per random person or a friend
Yeah,
so
like
they
their
can stay in the
situation.
country?
Yeah.
If I was already in a relationship, no.
I know there's more to it than just getting married. I know,
They have to do interviews and
yeah.
like make sure it's legit and whatever.
I don't think I'd be able to do it. Because to me, I'm like, she got herself into this mess. She needs to get herself out of it. Like, why should I ruin my life to marry you just to stay in the country? Like, go back to school. That's that
Right.
simple. Just go back
Well,
to school and.
he even said or whatever, like, I mean, is going home so bad? Like, you go home, figure it out, and come back.
Oh yeah, and she's like, "No, I don't want them to see that I failed." Yeah, she says all that too.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, she does explain it. And my other thought was, but they didn't really touch base on it, is if she wants to stay here so bad, why not get your citizenship?
Yeah, I guess because it takes a while, doesn't it?
I looked it up once. And I think when you're married, it takes like half the time, but I think it takes like 6 months or something.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It's not, or hold on, maybe it wasn't. It was either 6 months or 3 years. I don't remember.
Quite the
Hold
difference.
up. 18 to 24 months. I was wrong.
So, like 2 years.
Yeah, so there's an application processing, an interview, an exam, and an oath of allegiance ceremony. Takes 18 to 24 months on average.
I
I
remember.
think Mary it takes less,
I
which is why I
remember
like Mary.
Yolanda from Real Housewives of Beverly Hills is married to David Foster, and she was married to him for a long time. And in one of the
Yeah.
seasons, she got her citizenship to the United States. And they ask her like all the most random questions that like I feel like Americans don't even know.
Yeah,
But
no, I'm pretty sure that a lot of people who have to take this citizenship know more about America than Americans do, especially this day and age.
anyway, so now we see Pacey bringing Joey to bed. She's like zonked and drunk. His bed. Where we said earlier, Jen and CJ just fucked their brains out.
At least he didn't put her in the bed. He just like laid her down on it and then just took the comforter and folded it over her. So it's not like she was in the sheets
Well,
or
I don't
anything.
think that they even went under the sheets. I feel like they were just sleeping on the
Oh,
jackets.
they really were just doing it on coats.
I feel like they were. I don't think that they were actually under the sheets. That's so gross.
That's so gross. They really couldn't knock the jackets off. They literally just jumped each other and just said, fuck it. That's
Yeah.
wild, man.
I've never done that.
I don't think that I could do something like that. I mean, unless like I was drunk, you know what I mean? And it's like a sloppy sex. But
Right.
these two are sober. So like I feel like if I was drunk and sloppy or whatever, I wouldn't care.
Yeah.
But sober like these two, like I wouldn't be able to just no, I'd have to move the coats and put them like on something else. I'd probably have to pull the sheets off afterwards and like wash them or something. Like
Well, not
I
only
couldn't
that,
do it.
I would feel so disgusting being in somebody else's bed. Like, I don't know what they do in their bed.
Right.
it's like a, clean thing. I don't know. Like, what if Pacey has crafts and he's got
Oh,
bugs?
no. But I mean, I guess because it's Pacey that they're fine. I
I don't know.
have never done stuff in somebody else's bed before.
Me
So I
either.
don't know. But I've known people who had a fetish with doing it in their own parents' bed, and I think that's fucking weird.
That's weird.
It's weird. It's so weird.
I've never done that. That's disgusting.
I agree with you. I agree. Anyways.
So she says, "See, I'm a lovely drunk. I talked to so many new people tonight, and they love me." Basie says they all love it when you tell them your friend's dirty little secrets. She goes, "It was a wonderful party tonight. Sorry about the television." And he says, "I'm glad that you had a good time. You deserve it. And you are a lovely and wise drunk, Miss Potter." And she kind of passes out. And then he says, "What you said earlier was right. I never did. How could I? Just look at you." And she says, "You know what else we never did?" And she leans up and she kisses him. And she goes, "Your turn now." And then he kisses her on the forehead and he goes, "Sweet dreams, Joey." And we get the end credits. And next week we get episode 15, Castaways, which is apparently like one of the best episodes of the season. And I do remember watching it, but my opinion will be held until next week when we watch it.
Right.
So that was the episode.
Yay. So, Steven, what did you think about the episode today?
I liked it. I thought it was just a lighter, like we said earlier, like a lighter tone than
Yeah.
we had all season. And I do really enjoy it when Joey's drunk in these episodes because she's so goofy. And
Yeah,
I
I
think I
do.
would have had so much fun hanging out with her at a party.
I agree.
We would have been
I
like
think she would
laughing
be a
the
lot
whole
of
time.
fun. I feel like the way that she gets is how I get when I'm drunk off wine. Like if I actually get truly drunk off wine, I'm goofy like that. I do dumb shit. Like, but I'm funny. Everybody laughs. You know what I mean? Now, not to say like beer, I'm more like normal. I'm like myself. Nothing really changes. Just don't ever give me Jaeger, and we're good.
I don't
Jaeger
drink
brings the
beer.
Irish out, man. I just wanna I get argumentative and like I'll probably fight somebody, so no Jaeger for Jamie.
I don't drink beer like I used to. I used to drink beer all the time. I'm more of
It's
a,
the cheapest thing to get at the bar, you know what I mean? So, and then everything else is fruity, which is good until it gives you a headache,
well, yeah,
which is not fun.
wine gives me a headache anymore. I'm more of just a, I like a margarita, that's all.
I have been drinking those a lot lately. Oh, I went to this Italian restaurant here called Bootleggers, and they have this Italian margarita. Oh my God, Steven. It was probably the best fucking margarita I've ever had. I only had one drink, and I had a very strong buzz when we left dinner.
What's in
Like,
it? Like Italian seasoning?
I don't even know. I don't know. The next time I
Like
go, I'm gonna get
oregano.
it again, and I'll like.
There was a bar that used to be here called Boot, well, in Delco called Bootleggers. It was the first bar I ever went to and got drunk. Isn't that funny?
Yeah, it's just like so. When I think of bootlegger, I don't think of an Italian bistro.
Bootleggers Bistro in Las
It's yeah.
Vegas.
Chris took me there, and it was pricey, but fucking delicious. Italian
Silver
margarita.
tequila. Found it.
Okay, you found it at the same time. I don't even know what this is. Coin true? It's got to be French. I don't know.
Contro.
It's got amaretto di Sirona on the rocks with sugared rim and the lime wedge, but I don't know what this coin true is. Let's look this
Contro.
up.
It's like an orange liqueur.
Whatever. Okay. So it's
The only
got.
thing that makes it Italian is the amaretto. That's it.
Right. Whatever. I've never had amaretto
You
before.
never had an
Because
amaretto
usually
salad?
it's. No. It's usually like. And margaritas normally are what? It's tequila and the mix. And they might throw like something else in there, some kind of juice. Occasionally you get it with rum. Or tequila and rum. I've had it where they had tequila and rum, and those are good too. But this, I had a buzz, okay? Like, I've never had a buzz off of one fucking margarita before. I usually have to have at least two or a really, really big one. This thing was delicious And I had a buzz.
This is making me
10 10 recommend.
hungry.
And they had like the best water ever.
Well, Jamie, what about you? What are your final thoughts on the episode?
I really like the episode. I think it's a nice break from the like seriousness that we've been experiencing the whole season. We finally got some levity. They're finally like trying to lighten up, take a break. Jen finally got laid.
I know, right?
I'm very much looking forward to the next episode. I've been excited for this episode for a while because it's basically a very much Pacey and Joey heavy episode.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to that. I can't wait.
You know what's so funny? Like, the one thing I did notice is that how fucking handsome Jensen Ackles is. Like, when he was kissing Jen, I was like, oh my God, he really is so sexy.
And he looked like he was doing more of the kissing than she was. At least when they were doing the spin the bottle. The kissing later was more equal, but I feel like the spin the bottle, it was like he was more going for it than she was.
I've said this before. I remember in an interview he did on Michael Rosenbaum's podcast, is that he talked about how hard it was to get to know her. Like, they would film their scenes, but she really didn't like talk much, and like he just didn't really have like a connection with her, I guess. But it's funny because I feel like they have a connection on screen. It's so funny.
Isn't that crazy though, when you have these actors that have so much chemistry on screen, but off screen they like don't call acting?
So yesterday I posted pictures of the episode, and when Joey's talking about Abby Morgan, Jen killing Abby Morgan, I posted the picture of her and I said, not with champagne. And one of our followers on Instagram, Helen, wrote, I love that Joey has remembered this in a completely unflattering for Jen and totally untrue way. It's true. It makes you wonder how Joey really thinks about Jen. Does she really like her? I don't know.
It's funny that she says that because they do say that they say that when you drink, your true personality comes out on at least your true thoughts on certain things, you know?
She really still holds a grudge from her, I guess, from season one.
She killed somebody, you know.
With
She pushed her right
champagne.
over the edge
With champagne.
with champagne. Death by champagne. Not, by drowning.
With champagne. Yeah, she didn't. Yeah, she left out the whole drowning part. She just remembered the champagne part.
Just the champagne, that's it.
Oh, that was funny. All right. Well, Jamie, I think we can end the episode now. I have nothing else to give.
I know.
It's 10 o'clock. I don't understand how it's so late right now.
I
We got
don't
on here at
know.
like 5, almost
It
6
was
o'clock.
almost six. It was almost six. By the time I was doing what I was doing and you were doing what you were doing, it was almost 6 o'clock.
I
So,
wasn't really doing anything except relaxing before to do this. I know you were
well,
busy.
by the time I was ready, you had to take a phone call. That's all.
All right. Well,
Life.
yeah, exactly. Well, why don't you tell everybody where to find you?
Yeah, so you can find me on Instagram at Jlyn underscore the clever. I know, guys, it doesn't look like I'm there. If you go to my page and it says hiatus and blah, 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 I am there. I'm just not posting. I haven't been reading much, but I am there, okay? I'm there.
Yeah, so go follow her. You'll love it.
You'll love my lack of
Content.
activity, but one day I'll actually have the time to actually produce content if anybody's interested in books one day. But anyways, I digress.
If you want to follow us, you can find us on Instagram and Threads at Creek Talk Podcast and on Twitter at Creek Talk Pod. You can join our Facebook group and engage with us over there. And if you want to leave us any type of feedback or any type of story you want us to read on our next episode, you can email us at creektalkpodcast@gmail.com or send us a DM on Instagram. We would love to hear from you. And if you are feeling generous, you can give us a 5-star rating and review on Apple Podcasts, as well as a 5-star rating on Spotify. It's completely free and it helps us out a lot. So please go over and do that for us. We would greatly appreciate it.
We
And if you're
would.
feeling super generous, you can always join our Patreon, where we are currently recapping a brand new series called Wolf Lake. Go over and join at the $5 level, and you'll have early access to our weekly episodes. And we also have two series already done that you can go listen to for $5 a month. So click our link tree in any of our bios and you'll find everything over there.
It's the best way to support your fellow podcasters
Yeah.
besides sharing and following and liking our stuff.
Yeah, because we don't make any money doing this. So Patreon is like a fun way for us to sort of like talk a lot more than we normally do in these episodes. And a lot of it is unedited and uncut. So, you know, we talk about the show, but we're also just like talking. And, you know, a lot of people like that. So go over and join our Patreon and just support us. We would really appreciate it.
Come join us, come hang out. It's like you're here with us, even
Yeah.
though you're just listening to us through some speakers.
Exactly. But for now, we appreciate you listening and we hope everybody has a great weekend. And yeah, go have a drink at a party like Joey and tell everybody their your friend's secrets. That's what I do when I drink.
It's true. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm like, you know what Jamie did?
Guess
She
what
killed a
Jamie did
girl.
recently with champagne?
She killed a girl with champagne. Not champagne.
The Muffin Man?
My God. We'll be back next week with an all new episode of Creek Talk Podcast. Bye.
Bye.
What are you saying about the Muffin Man?
The way we were saying, like, champagne, not the champagne, it
Oh,
reminds me of
right.
the Muffin
Duh.
Man. The Muffin? Do you know the Muffin Man who lives in Drury Lane? That's what I was thinking of. I don't know. That's what popped in my head.
Yeah, random.
Welcome to my life.
Yeah, I know.
Talk, talking about the creek. Creek talk, talking about the creek. Creek talk, talking about the creek. Talking about Dawson's Creek.